Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. It's Tuesday. No sports is going on other than the All-Star game tonight. Maybe a little summer league for you. Heat aren't back in action. They played back-to-back. They won last night. Swedish Swish, Pelle Larsson. He's heading to the homeland. Going to go play in some Eurobasket. He looked great yesterday. Kalel Ware looked great yesterday. And the Heat finally get a win. That intangible's Eric Stevenson wearing number 64. He had a clutch three. Finally, somebody did. These threes have been hard to come by in this summer league.
It's no different than the regular season.
Oh, for the Heat? Yeah. Yeah. I got Norman Powell now, dude. It's going to fix everything.
You put a lot on that yardie, man. Shout out to all the Jamaicans. We're going to see a lot of Jamaicans at the
Kaseya Center. I hope
he is
so.
The captain of the Jamaican national team.
Is he really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a sports legend who's like very excited about it from Jamaica. The Road Warrior, Glenn Johnson. That's my guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's very pumped up about having Norman Powell here.
That boy hurt Antonio Tarver.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
We've watched a lot of those fights.
Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory at the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Marlins, they're off till Friday, All-Star break. We got Kyle Stowers on the squad tonight, who obviously has had a really great season and certainly capped it off in very impressive fashion with three bombs against his former squad. I feel like Peter Bendix had to be swaggering a little bit after that one. He's like, yeah, I traded for that guy. These stupid guys took Trevor Rogers. Who's doing better? But he's not doing Kyle Stowers good. So I hope he gets.
I almost wish he was in Home Run Derby.
Over better than Jazz.
Woo. Let Jazz be, man.
Why?
Why are you taking shots?
I'm not taking shots. I he swung and missed a whole lot for batting practice.
Look, as long as Kyle Stowers goes out there tonight and he doesn't pull a Dan Uggla, we're good.
What? Go 0-for?
Three errors.
Ooh,
remember that?
All-Star, yeah.
Three errors in the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's not good.
I was like, man, come on, Danny. All I need you to do is just like get out there and not have three errors and just represent well. Because, man, Dan Uggla was fun. He was a fun Marlin. Got up there, big-time hacks. Gets to the All-Star game. He's old stone hands. I mean, he was never Luis Castillo. All right? He was never the surest of hands, but it wasn't that. The guy was out there like he was a fiddler crab. Tiny claw. The Heat, by the way, this was interesting. So this weekend, the Miami Heat, they're in Vegas and whatnot, but mm-hmm. there was a report from the Miami Herald that said that the Miami Heat plan on going into the season with Andrew Wiggins on the team, that they are not actively trying to trade him anymore. Now, they did try and trade him for Kevin Durant, but I guess they're done doing that, which makes you feel like whatever talks, if there were talks, with the LA Lakers for Andrew Wiggins. Mm-hmm. Those appear to be done, and I guess they're trying to put Andrew Wiggins at ease a little bit because supposedly he's coming down here next month, the family's coming with him. So, you know, I think he probably wants to go. And I don't think the Heat would bull bleep about that. Because there's no reason to put it out there in the ether that you're not going to trade him. And then you trade him. That would just be heartless.
But it's happened to him many times.
It has happened to him. That's true. So maybe he's even looking at him like, mm-mm. I don't know. But this was on the Zach Lowe show. It was him and I think Dan Wokey, I think is the guy's name, covers the Lakers and Clippers for The Athletic. And he's saying they were talking Heat LeBron trade and surrounding, because Andrew Wiggins would likely have to be part of that. And this guy's saying, well, the Lakers don't want Andrew Wiggins.
For some reason, I didn't think of it. I don't know if anyone's really mentioned it. There's like a Heat reunion trade that kind of like actually makes some sense for both sides. And I don't think there's, to be clear, I don't think they've talked about it. I don't know if anyone's even thought about it. But just if we're spitballing, the Lakers have, I guess, sniffed around Wiggins. I didn't really understand any of those trade rumors.
They're not interested in Andrew Wiggins. I think I can put that to bed. I'm pretty confident on that front. But let's just pretend they have. Yeah,
I didn't get – I've already said on my podcast, like, I didn't understand what those – like, they were suddenly giving up, like, a lot of shit for Andrew Wiggins. Like, is Rui Hachimura just as good as Andrew Wiggins? Like, why am I adding a lot more to that? I like Hachimura. But let's just – you know, they have salary attached to decent players. They have a young rim-running center that Luka can grow with in Khalil Ware. And they are a place where, like, LeBron has been and knows. And there's, like, a certain romanticism to that. And, like, Hero plus LeBron plus Bam plus, you know, I think they can still aggregate. So I'm just saying it's just what – it's a fake fun thing that I didn't think of at the time.
Well, listen, Zach Lowe, welcome to the party. Although we're not putting Khalil Ware in the trade. I'm trading for Durant. I'm not going to trade for LeBron. Are you crazy? You're going to trade Khalil Ware for LeBron James? No, LeBron's going to make a stink, and obviously we're going to flip him for Wiggins and Rozier. Maybe Jaime.
I think I really
maybe
believe
Jaime.
Like
what?
The Heat like Andrew Wiggins.
I think they like him too. I think that was even the quote that they gave to Barry Jackson. Well, I don't know if it was the Heat that gave him the quote. I apologize, Barry. Right. I think that was the quote that the whatever source Barry had was, we got – I guess it was a team source. So I guess I don't have to apologize. It says, we got Wiggins to be Andrew Wiggins, that he's been a big piece on winning teams. It was something to that effect that his sources said.
Right.
And, yeah, I think that they – look, he's obviously got a salary that – if the Heat are going to go after All-Star this year, even if it happens in the middle of the season, odds are Andrew Wiggins is going to be in that trade.
I'm tired of middle-of-the-season trades because I don't want to hear it's going to take 25 games and then something happens and then now you're waiting a whole nother year.
Yeah, I get you. But I'm just saying, if that's what it comes down to, if it does come down to a point where somebody asks out Ja Morant, whatever, just throw a name out there, Zion, Luka.
Like, you're not just Joker. Like, to be honest with you.
Yep.
When it comes to those big name trades, like, the Heat are on the bottom of those lists because of what they have to offer. Or what they're willing to give up. So, like, yeah. This is why a lot of these teams, like Houston, OKC, they're going to be able to get a lot of stars because they have a lot of stuff to trade, including draft picks.
Yeah, the interesting thing with OKC, though, is, like, why do you have to make a trade? Like, your team is set.
Stacked, right.
You like, just what do you want need a championship. To make a trade for?
Correct.
I don't really understand what the point would be for that.
Agreed.
Unless just like for funsies, like Sam Presti's like, you know what?
They got like seven. Don't they have like seven first round picks coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
so why not?
Finally, we paid our debt to them. It's kind of like it feels like finally getting a bookie off your back.
You owed them like from 6 years ago.
Sam Presti shows up to Pat Riley and goes, we've done enough delaying on these protections. Time to pay the piper. Pat Riley's like, oh, what's wrong, Pat? Presti's coming to collect. We didn't even owe it to him. We owed it to the Clippers. I know the Clippers flipped it for Paul George, and we had Shai Alexander. This guy must have really been sitting in his boardroom for like 2 years, being like, I'm telling you, boys, this is going to pay off. Wait till they're all coming and begging me. He's like the first guy to actually like believe in crypto.
Right.
Like, it's crazy.
I guess.
He's got the whole draft. Just giving out hats, OKC hats to everybody. But I do think, like if Andrew Wiggins is like talking about this, where he's like, "Yeah, they're all going to be down." I don't think the Heat are going to put that out there, that they're not going to trade him and have more trade talks about him. I think that whether the Lakers are interested or aren't, they weren't interested in whatever the Heat were asking. And I think the Heat, the word was the Heat were asking a lot, mm-hmm. which they should, because if you're not desperate to get off of a guy, then be like, yeah, if you give me a deal that knocks my socks off, otherwise I'm happy to have him right now.
But I just think from the beginning, right, from the beginning, they have never, ever indicated or suggested that they wanted to get rid of Wiggins. That was kind of something that mainly you had said, oh, Wiggins is out of here.
No, what I said was if they're going to trade for somebody big, it's obvious because of his salary that he's going to be the piece that's going to get moved. Same reason he got traded for Jimmy Butler.
Right, because salary.
Like, he's got a decent chunk salary, but he's not a star.
Question.
Yep.
You think they'd rather have Wiggins back?
Who?
Wiggins.
Who, the Warriors?
Yeah.
As opposed to Jimmy?
Yeah.
No.
No? Okay.
No, I don't. Do I think that they're going to be hurting in a couple of years? We'll see. I guess it depends.
In a couple of years. Right. Okay. Gotcha. No.
No what?
It'll be sooner than that.
You think this year he's going to stink?
I just.
We'll say it.
Well, listen.
Don't bury your head in your phone. Say what you mean.
Nothing,
mean what you say.
It's one thing to have Jimmy in the playoffs and he still not be playoff Jimmy. It's another thing to have to deal with Jimmy the whole regular season.
Yeah.
They haven't had to do that yet.
Yeah, but he's got his money.
Did it.
He's got his money. He's not making a stink this year.
Okay.
What's he going to make a stink about?
Okay.
What is he going to make a stink about?
He's not going to make a stink about nothing.
He's going to make a stink.
About what?
Who? Jimmy?
Jimmy.
It's part of Jimmy's characteristic.
That's not true. He didn't always make a stink.
Hey, this is like Scorpion and the Frog situation.
He's not going to, but right now he's cruising over the river.
Scorpion going to always be the Scorpion.
He's got to make it over the river first.
Okay. No. Listen, he got over the river. He got his money.
Yeah.
And then.
So you just think that. You think he's still. He's going to be like.
Steph.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
How long before you think him and Draymond get into it?
I don't think they have. They love each other.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He loved Bam, too. And he loved Tyler, too.
That was very frosty when he came
back.
Yeah.
Okay. Got you. Frosty.
Cut the tension with a knife on that court during warm-ups.
The Warriors are the ones that are going to make a stink. I'm telling
Probably.
You.
Probably.
Like, why? And Vlad, here's what kills me. When the Scorpion is
Don't
the
die.
Scorpion, why does everybody act surprised that the Scorpion did Scorpion stuff?
Oh, like when we always act, why we get crazy when an animal acts like an animal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when a tiger
Jimmy
goes tiger.
Jimmy
going
to be Jimmy.
Not, but there's no reason Jimmy to be Jimmy.
Yeah, there's no reason to be Jimmy.
Time out.
But he's always going to be Jimmy.
Leroy, was there a reason for Jimmy to be Jimmy in Chicago?
Nope.
Was there a reason for Jimmy to be Jimmy in Minnesota?
There nope. was. They didn't pay him.
Was there a reason for Jimmy to be Jimmy in Philadelphia?
Nope.
Was there a reason for Jimmy to be Jimmy in Miami?
When you keep saying nope, and the answer is very obviously yes, because none of those teams would pay him the extension that he wanted.
Okay.
Are you just ignoring that?
Okay, so you're telling me, and here's what I love about the naive human
The naivete?
Don't say that.
Hold on.
I'm not naivete.
Let me explain something to you. You think that a person who is always complaining about not having something, that when you give it to them, they're not going to complain about something else? That's the
complain.
You're the naive one. Now you can put it. You can make yourself feel better and say he acted that way because they wouldn't give him his money.
What's to complain about?
He's not going to play basketball. When he had his money, he didn't play basketball during the regular season.
I think it's one thing for you to say that he is worn down or he's not the same player or the body's taking a toll and he just can't be that guy anymore. We're having two different arguments. You're saying that there's going to come a point this season. You're making it seem like he's going to make a stink again.
Here's what I'm saying to you, which is the same thing that maybe was revealed here, okay? You're looking for Jimmy to be a certain player that he is not. But Jimmy wants to get paid like being that person that he's not anymore. You understand what I'm saying? So we want him to be that guy who's going to be that, you know, go to the basket, get me 9 or 10 free throws, and be aggressive and play 60 games.
That's not unique, though. Like, how many established aging stars still want to get paid heavy money? That's not unique to him.
I'm just, okay, it's not, but all right.
Right. But why would he make – like, the thing I'm confused by with you
is why he would make
you
a
think
stink?
That he's going to make a stink this year. Like, yeah. You're going to come in here and you're going to say with Andrew Wiggins, he's going to be more comfortable this year. He's going to have – you know, he's not going to be – it's not going to be a job surprise. Why wouldn't that be the case for Jimmy?
Okay.
I'm just asking.
Because I'm looking at past history, and past history says that Jimmy –
So Andrew Wiggins being a pro's pro – you think is going to be like, obviously he's never going to be a problem. That's not his style.
Uh-huh.
But something like the wind could be blowing the wrong way, and you think just Jimmy's going to be like, nah, don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're talking about a guy who went to a tennis match and missed a game.
I understand.
We're talking about a guy who is seen all over the world and will come back and, all right, I'll get you in a couple of weeks.
I thought offseason is offseason.
It is. It is. But all season ran a little late this year.
It did.
Okay. And I'm telling you, Jimmy's going to be that guy all the time. If something else interests him or piques his interest, he's going to say, hey, I'm sick. I'm going to do this.
So you think that he's going to pull that on Steve Kerr too, yes. Even though they paid him?
Yes.
He's going to be like,
yes, which was my point. My whole point about this is he was complaining about not getting paid 2 years down the line.
Yes, for one season.
Right. Right. 2 years.
I mean, you can't just say it slowly and that makes it longer than it was. He had
so
a year. He
wanted
one more year at guaranteed.
It was 2024, 2025. He was complaining about not getting paid
for
2026, 2027.
Mm-hmm.
Forget that they're already paying you for next year. Like, yeah. And if that was the case, if he had made, I would have had more respect for him if he had made a stink from the beginning instead of coming in and saying, I'm just going to ball. Okay, that's what threw everybody off. That's what threw Pat Riley off. That, oh, Jimmy going to keep his word.
Well,
but when has he ever kept his word?
You're not supposed to fall for that.
I know this. I'm trying to talk Mr. Nieveté or
they fell for
it
because his agent was smiling faces with hidden agendas. That's why. Because he promised that Jimmy was going to be good.
Okay.
And he didn't.
Okay.
And then he twisted his ankle against OKC and he says, I'm not playing for this team anymore.
Right.
He didn't want to risk his body anymore.
Yep.
Which, that to me is a bigger reason. Like, if you're going to say, I don't trust Jimmy's body anymore, he's a physical player, his jump shot's broken, and he's just never going to be that guy anymore. That, I think, is a legitimate reason. Him saying that, you think that he's just going to cause a problem. Now, if he's moody because he's old.
Over, under, amount of games Jimmy plays.
What are you saying?
Next season?
Yeah.
Probably.
54.
He already got paid.
So you saying he's going to miss anywhere from 25?
No, I'm setting the line that. I'm setting the line. You're going over. Under. You're going under 54 games.
Yes.
All right.
Because for some reason, Jimmy going to be Jimmy. Y'all can go ahead on and believe that nonsense.
Right in the Leroy.
When a dude misses a game because he got the bubble guts watching tennis, okay.
He was
that means that the Heat fell for everything he had.
What crappy performance he watched.
Come on, dude.
What?
Stop. Like, why are you giving him reasons to be who he's always been?
I'm not giving reasons. What I'm saying is
You're saying that.
I think, like, it's just not that time. Like, his time of being moody about stuff isn't the year after you get paid.
Oh, no, but he's not going to be moody just to miss games. He's just going to miss games.
What is giving him reasons of being who he is? What does that mean?
Huh?
You said he stopped giving him reasons. Stop giving reasons.
I think he means stop giving him excuses for who he is.
Right. Okay. He said reasons. I was like, wait.
Excuses.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I meant excuses.
Okay. Because I wanted to say.
Listen, he can put whatever twist he want on it. He know what the hell I'm saying. That, and here's what I love about sports, that I can change the name and you would agree with me.
I don't think so.
But it's Jimmy and you have kind of found all the other, he's not going to be that way. Wait, teams have been saying that for the last 10 years that, he got his money. Jimmy's going to be different.
Well, I mean, money equals joy.
Not necessarily.
By the way, I hate that that's become a thing in the vernacular. And I heard Rich Paul say that the other day about LeBron. I was like, ugh. Remember when LeBron said, when LeBron made taking your talents places a popular saying, and everybody's doing it?
Yeah.
Jimmy saying the joy thing, everybody's using that now. Gotta find my joy.
It is very upsetting.
Joy is really just another word for money.
No matter how much I got my butt kicked on Sunday, that every other Monday, my joy came right back.
That's basically
like I ain't gonna try to be I ain't gonna try to be a phony with it.
We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Can I just tell you, we can't do anything without some type of commotion. What just happened in the other room, everything was going so smooth.
So glad I was there to witness that.
Yeah, everything.
No, I can't do it with you. Could have just moved past it.
Wait,
if I was just there with Vlad, I could have just.
Nobody else. Listen, first of all, nobody else knew how to spell it but you.
I'm not very good at spelling, especially out loud. It always messes me up.
Even if you're reading it?
It does. It messes me up. It just trips me out. I don't know what to tell you. I get dyslexic and.
Let me just say this.
I get it.
He hasn't figured out in the English language that a C can sound like an S.
Sell and sell really.
It really screws
him
up.
A pretzel.
We're not going to even talk about J versus G.
Please don't.
But there's certain, like, he'll be reading along. He's Mr. Professional. S. Oh, crap. So, like, we didn't know because we didn't know the word.
When that we'll play that. I swear to God, we'll play that for people if that company signs on. I can't play it now.
Oh, right. Okay.
But once they do, we'll you know, somebody Dade South put it in the archives, dude. Because we just lost our.
Oh, it's in the archives.
We lost our bleep over that one. Oh man. So yeah, tonight you got the All-Star Game. If you guys want to partake in that, let us get to. The Hard Rock Bet of the Night, sponsored by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet is legal in Florida, and the place to bet on your teams. Today and every day, Hard Rock Bet has your props, parlays, and live play-by-play betting, and the no-regret first bet up to $100. If your first bet doesn't win, you get your money back to try again. Hard Rock Bet is offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 and physically present in Florida to play. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
Bit of a struggle tonight.
Woo!
How did we do yesterday with Angel Reese?
She was short on rebounds.
Really? That's shocking.
I'm going to tell you why. Carmelo Cardoza's back.
So they're splitting.
Those two bigs.
They're like the Twin Towers.
Yeah, they get the rebound. So you might, if you start looking
at her. Here's the problem. Neither one of them can really shoot, so they're both in the paint. She's still taking some away from her.
Right. Okay. She would get 50, like if she would get 13 rebounds, it's probably gonna be 9 now.
Right. Gotcha.
I know it's a struggle because the first thing I go to on the top of Hard Rock Bet is table tennis. That's what we got today.
They're always giving you free bets on the table tennis.
Yeah.
Who's watching? Where do you watch table tennis? Is it on DAZN or something?
I don't know.
Did you hear Hawk the other day?
No.
He was betting on it, wasn't he?
He lost $200 during the show betting table tennis.
That man has a number he needs to call. That's crazy. Man. Inning props, highest scoring. Do they have All-Star? Can I bet on the MVP? I can't do that on the Hard Rock app.
What kind of basketball we got tonight?
Summer League.
Got Minnesota, Detroit, Brooklyn, and the Knicks. So is that just the regular Nets? Are they just playing the Knicks? Is that what that is?
It's regular.
Everybody who's not Cam Johnson is playing for the Nets.
Nah, it's anybody.
Because they're all young, right?
It might be all first round picks of the Nets. Or maybe all 5 of them are playing.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that they had 5 first round picks. That's crazy.
I mean, they should win, right?
They're the
5 first round picks?
The Knicks, how have they been looking in Summer League, Vlad? You been watching it all?
No, none of these guys are going to be making the team.
Hmm.
Yeah, like there's no reason to watch them. I think they're 1-1.
Are the Heat the only organization that looks at Summer League and say that guy is going to be on the team?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean, most of the time it's like I think most people look at it like, hey, play your first round pick. Like it's like what the Mavs did. I think if you have a number one pick, but I mean, let's with Cooper Flagg, he dominates and then you send it home. But look, Cooper Flagg is obviously going to be important for them. Man, dude, it's slim pickings tonight.
Nuggets Summer League, 10 to win 50. Champs?
Yeah, they're plus 300 tonight against the Raptors, Summer League team. 76ers are taking on the Wizards in Summer League. That's a pick 'em.
I just say this?
Paul George hurt his knee again, by the way.
Let me explain something to you. There is nothing in this world that would ever lead me to bet anything 76er or no chance, dude. Are you crazy?
Indiana Fever, you want to do some Caitlin Clark action tonight?
What do we got?
Oh, we got some good WNBA action.
You got Caitlin Clark.
Double-double.
Is that game special? Let me bet that. Combos. Okay, here we go.
Can you do points and assists?
Yeah. Points, yeah, you can do points and assists, and you can do assists. Oh.
Or points and assists, points what, 29?
26.5.
I like that. For I like Caitlin. It.
Over.
All right, so we're going to go over.
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll go over on that. What else? Who else we got tonight? We got a...
Who else is playing? Is Paige playing? Paige is putting buckets.
Yep.
Beckers?
Yeah. Beckers, yeah, she's putting buckets.
Oh, Ronda got to be damn
she's
near.
On the Dallas Wings. Wings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, they play the... Ooh, oh, that's a fun
They play
one.
In Vegas?
Playing Vegas tonight.
Oh, AJ had a big game. What's AJ's over under? If it's 21.5, take it. Take the over.
For just points?
Yeah. Right. Oh, I mean, you could do points and rebounds with AJ.
I don't have player props. No player props? What are you doing?
Oh, you know, it might be early.
No, it's... Oh, is it? Oh, it's tomorrow. That's why.
Okay. No,
it's tomorrow's game. Damn it. So who else tonight?
It's a big this is their day. Chicago's, they usually get Tuesdays.
Yeah. I would figure they'd load up today.
LA Sparks?
Yes. The Mystics and the Sparks play.
I like Kelsey Plum.
Kelsey Plum?
Yeah, points and assists with Kelsey Plum.
All right. Nothing personal, Darren Waller. Kelsey Plum
points. He fumbled that too.
Why is she not available? What the hell is going on here?
It might be early. It's like 10 a.m. over 10:30 over there in the West Coast. It might be early.
All right. Well, so I'll put her in over later. We'll go with that.
Caitlin
Clark's.
And Caitlin Clark's assist Caitlin plus Clark, points.
Paige Beckers, and
should we take the AL?
You know what? No. You don't got that.
No. No. So it's Paige. We going Paige Beckers over.
No, Beckers is tomorrow. We'll bet on her tomorrow. Okay. We're going to take.
Asia?
We're going to take Asia. No. Asia's tomorrow, too. We're going to take Kelsey Plum.
Kelsey Plum.
Points and assists.
Yep.
And we're going to take Caitlin Clark points and assists. We're going over on both.
Okay.
That's what we got for tonight. Thanks but I got to wait for.
Clarification.
Huh?
Thanks for the clarification.
Yes.
It was a little confusing.
I apologize. You're totally right, JFig. It's about as confusing as me trying to spell
and
something.
Guess what? The game's on ESPN, so you can watch Indiana versus Connecticut. Oh, you know who else I like on Indiana?
Mm.
Their leading scorer. Taylor?
Hmm.
She scores 20. Mitchell. Kelsey Mitchell. She scores over 19 points a game. So if you have 18.5 with Kelsey Mitchell, you should jump on it.
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Dolphins, rookies, going to report to camp. Did you have to do a rookie camp? Was that a thing? Rookies go?
I was a holdout.
Oh, yeah, you were a holdout. You did tell me that yesterday.
So what happens is
you were a holdout for training camp or rookie camp? Or so you didn't go to anything?
I didn't go to anything, and I reported like after the first week.
Is that why they tried to tie you up?
No, they didn't try to tie me up, but they made me sing a lot.
Mm.
Sing a lot, do a lot of, you know, rookie stuff. I did it. Like, I played my part. You know, I didn't have a problem with it. I wasn't, like, the worst thing you can do is rebel, because then that makes one do it even more.
You're right, dude.
Bless you.
You feel like this is a Dolphins rookie class that like it does feel like there's a lot of pressure on them because you do need Kenneth Grant to come in here, make an impact, because that's why they drafted him, was probably the biggest need on the team.
Right.
Then you have Savaya Naya, assuming all the contract stuff works out for all the rest of the second rounders.
Right.
I need him to work because right. I need mm-hmm. the line to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm hoping for Ollie Gordon in the backfield, like add a little physicality to the run game.
What I would say this is what
maybe Jalen Wright.
What I would say to you is this, and this is one of the things that people need to understand. Sometimes the role that you're asked to play is not a true definition of what type of player you are. And so what I'm hoping is that Mike McDaniel comes into this season with a more physical kind of offensive approach. Therefore, all the guys who are physical can be physical. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to just say that all the players are soft, because I see what they're being asked to do. And so that's why, I put it more on Mike McDaniel to say he's never been this type of coach. Like the run game you've seen with all the places he's been have been very physical. So
they have been, but he wasn't calling the plays with those teams.
But
maybe he was part of the game plan.
He was part of the game plan.
I got you.
So I'm one of those people that I'm not just going to dismiss it as these guys being soft. I'm going to first go with what they're being asked to do. And I want to see how that changes. So they got some bigger backs. They got – because you notice when he had the two guys from San Fran, he did do a lot more of the inside running.
Well, especially when he got Jeff Wilson.
Right.
Jeff Wilson was physical. Well, that's why –
exactly.
That's why I think you're like
– he's over-coaching.
I know that MJD, we talked about Maurice Jones-Drew's list, and he kind of was a little skeptical on Devon Achane. But, like, one of Jalen Wright in his second season or Ollie Gordon, like, I hope one of those guys hits. I know they got the other guy from Vegas, too. Was it Alex Madison?
Yeah.
You know, who's not, like, you know, he's kind of – I don't think he's really popped. So right. I think you're hoping it's one of the rookies.
Sure. Sure, absolutely.
Or not one of them. Sorry.
Just one of them.
The rookie or the sophomore.
Yeah. So – like, yeah, but I think, and I've always, and I've said this from the beginning, right? I think Mike McDaniel is a hell of a coach. I do think he knows what he's doing. I think sometimes guys get into a situation where they overcoach. Like you're trying so hard to coach defensively to what the other team is doing that you forget the basic aspects of sports. Your guys competing against other guys. And that's why when you hear a lot of coaches say, I want my team to be competitive. Once you get them in that frame of mind, it doesn't matter what you call. Your guys are competitive. And it looks like sometimes this team tries to out-scheme teams instead of compete against them.
Yeah, it was a weird thing because it was like a give and take with the whole Jonnu Smith thing last year, because Jonnu Smith was awesome and I know that they were like adding this element to their offense, but I don't know. It just kind of felt like they lost what their bread and butter was. Now, to be fair, the line ended up breaking apart, and so.
That's and sometimes, like it's for example, it's the head coach's job to put your team in the best position to be successful. Now, if you look at an offensive line, and you come to the determination, this offensive line can't do X, X, or X, right? Then are you putting your offense in the best possible position to succeed if you ask them to do one of those things that you know they can't do? That's overcoaching because you haven't even tried to know whether they can do it or not. You're just making that assumption. You see what I mean?
I would be scared of what some of those offensive linemen are doing, too.
Again. Understand that.
Even though Tua did say before the season, he goes, it doesn't matter who I have. I can because they got rid of the ball.
You still got to run the football.
Sure.
And keep in mind, I get rid of the ball fast, ended up being a whole bunch of bubble screens, which also weren't effective.
Bob says, we are the 76ers of the NFL. Tua is Joel Embiid.
No.
Jesus.
No. I wouldn't say that.
That's harsh.
What do you mean? That's you're insulting Joel Embiid? Because Embiid's an MVP.
Well, here, Embiid is probably a bad analogy because he's physically dominant over a lot of people just based on his size. Tua is the opposite, right? Tua is Isaiah Thomas with the hip.
Yeah, that's true. And then, yeah, and then it's also like, you know, too, I mean, it's the head thing, too. Like, Embiid, it's just like, I don't know. Embiid might just be at the point of his career where, like, I don't know if that body's going to hold up anymore either. I don't know.
Right, right. Like, you –
But he's certainly a new one. He invents new injuries.
Here's what – it's something about going into – it's something about going into a season knowing that you have a guy that at any point in time could be out. And what I would say about Tua is, right, you can do things to protect him a little bit more. Joel Embiid, you could just be walking.
Yeah, you could be walking, but the thing with Tua that, and he keeps saying this, is like, oh, I got to know that I got to live to play another day or live to fight another play.
I don't think
he can take that out of him. He's literally been doing that since he went to college.
And I also think that the fans will boo him.
Well, that's stupid.
There's going to be, like, I think a lot of times in these situations we play the result. Like, if he gets hurt getting the first, you go, it was more important that we have you for the whole game. I didn't care about the first then. But while you're living it, you want your guy to go get the first. Okay, you shake your head.
I don't like that.
You shake your head. But guess what? Remember when Aaron Rodgers could have ran it in the end zone and instead he tried to throw a pass?
Always comes back to Aaron Rodgers with you, dude.
I'm just saying.
It always comes back to it.
Like, he started with Aaron. He's going to end with Aaron.
Today's show.
But he's going to end with hate.
There's a definitive situation. Remember at the end of a playoff game when he could have walked in the end zone.
He was 38 and he could have run it. So he tried to throw it.
But he tried to throw it.
Okay.
Right. I'm just saying, like, we all got on him. Why didn't you run it? Nobody was around you. That's the same
somebody
thing that
was around him. No, somebody was around him. A 24-year-old linebacker with 4.3 speed was running right in, was about to decapitate Aaron Rodgers.
All right.
He made a business decision.
Inside his soul, Leroy hates Aaron Rodgers.
No, I don't. Listen, if I don't like somebody, I'll let you know. But why? Y'all don't have to put words in my mouth. When have I ever not told you how I felt?
I don't know. Because this is something I think you don't want to get boxed in, or I don't know.
No, I don't care.
I don't know what it is.
I feel how I feel.
It's not going to help that he's on the Steelers. I know you don't like them.
Yeah. That's another thing. Every team he's played for was against teams that Leroy hated.
It's true.
Green Bay, yep.
Jets, yep. You're a Dolphin. You work for the Dolphin flagship, and then now he's going to Pittsburgh, and you're a Brown and Raven.
Jets. Let me tell you something about Jets fans.
This is not a Jets segment. This is about you and your hate for Aaron Rodgers. This has nothing.
Let me tell
with
you
Jets.
About Jets. Jets fans. Your antics make me hate the Jets.
Everybody has antics, Leroy. Your antics
not like that, though.
Your antics fat shaming might make people hate you.
You think I give a rat's ass?
Hey, you think Jets
fans?
Right,
but I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You think there's any chance that Zach Wilson gets saved down here? I mean, I hope I never see him play. I wish him no success.
As long as he stays away from Century Village.
I saw he got married. I was surprised about she looked his age range.
She did look his age range.
Really?
Yeah, New York.
I thought he was going to take Stifler's mom. I thought it was going to be in that age range. I thought he'd already be perusing Boca, but apparently, all right, maybe it was just a phase for young Zach. Well, I don't like that he's wearing zero as a quarterback. I think that's a stupid thing. You're not cool.
He is zero.
Yeah, exactly. See? Boom. And my point.
Taking shots at your backup quarterback. That's messed up, Leroy.
I hope he never has to play.
You wish him no success?
Wait, no. now you're entering Tobin territory with the no success.
My point stands. All I said was this. I hope Zach Wilson never has to play.
Mm-hmm. Which is exactly what I've been saying the whole time.
No, you don't.
But you're wishing him totally no different. Success.
Yeah, I wish him no success.
But please, as Dolphins fans, if you wish him no success, don't complain about the backup quarterback situation, ever.
You're twisting my words.
No, I'm not.
You are. I wish him no success, so I don't want it to happen. If he should play for the Dolphins, I will root for him. but I wish him no success. I wish it not to happen. You see? It's not. I don't feel like it's a bridge too far, you know? Same thing goes for Quinn Ewers. I wish him no success.
I forgot he was here.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because
I, you know what? For some reason, I kept thinking Quinn Ewers was with the Browns, and it's the kid from
Gabriel.
Morgan. Gabriel.
Yeah.
Who is tiny.
I wonder if Quinn Ewers at any point this season is going to be thinking to himself, man, could have made $4 million with the Canes.
Really?
I mean, I don't.
I'm wondering if he's going to think that.
Here's what I can't understand, and this is the honest truth. There's two quarterbacks that could have ended up being with the Canes that the team they had the success with didn't want him anymore. How should the Canes feel about that?
Say it again.
So Quinn Ewers got his team to the play to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Right? And Texas told him to move on.
Yep.
Same thing with what's his name? Beck.
With Beck. Carson Beck. Yep.
Carson Beck.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia said, go ahead. Do your thing. Like, how do you feel about getting a quarterback that the two places that they both left from had success with him and they still decide to move on?
I think – I get what you're saying, but I think that the Canes
– quarterback's hard to find.
No, I know. I mean, I think at some point, like, you know, you'd be probably the Canes, like, hey, you want to grow one up eventually. But I do think that the Canes probably bought themselves something last year with how things went for Cam Ward, because Cam Ward turned himself from fifth rounder to the number one pick.
Well, I'm not saying it from the point of the Canes. I'm looking at it from the point of the schools they left.
Mm.
So if you're – like – they say another man's trash is one man's trash, another man's treasure, or something like that.
Yep.
Right? But if it's the hardest position in football to find, especially at that level, and there's two schools who went to the college playoff last year that said kick rocks to their quarterback, what should you think or what should you be expecting with either one of those quarterbacks?
I don't know, because like you can get into the situation and it can work out, like Joe Burrow with LSU.
Well, but he different situation though. He never played; he was hurt, and somebody else took over and balled out.
Yeah, but he also wasn't as impressive his first season at LSU. Like he had the crazy natty season; like it was insane.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think like from the Canes standpoint, I think if they think that this is the right guy for them, I mean. I do think that there's an element of Cam Ward's like leadership and determination that I hope Carson Beck can carry over here. There's been some rumblings that he's not quite that guy, but I don't know. You know, these are just rumors and stuff that's out there, and you know, college football rumors are about as reliable as UFO sightings.
Right.
So that's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody have a fantastic rest of your Tuesday, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.